Vasquez beaten away by Buffon, and then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia! Ronaldo!
Ramel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elis! Elber Feliz! La Pantanita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, here's two things. First of all, my producer, Andrew Carlson, is a big Arsenal fan. First thing he says to me, he goes, man, I'm up for it today. Let's get it. This is going to be a great show because Spurs lost. That is so toxic, Andrew. That is so petty. You love to kick somebody when they're down.
Look, when you're also down as a team, there's not much else you can do.
All right. And then the other thing is, my adoring public is reminding me that Boca Juniors is playing tonight against River Plate. Like, I wouldn't know. Come on. The name of the show is Soccer Matters. How do we not know? All right. 713-780-3776. Big thank you to Fred Fowler. I guess AJ took off, so I got to do a segment there. That was fun. It is very interesting, though, and I'm being dead serious here. It's guys like Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman that you want talking about the Houston Dynamo and you want talking about Major League Soccer. And I speak with these guys a lot. It's out of sight, out of mind to them. And I hope one day that's going to change. And I hope one day we're breaking down a Dynamo goal on a morning radio show. But there's a lot of work that has to be done. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. Got a lot of good guests. Boca River, quite possibly the greatest rivalry in the world, certainly if you're talking to Argentines. That kicks off in about a half hour. Is that on 2DN or it's on BN for sure. We know that. But BN's not in a lot of cable systems if you want to watch it. Number one, Liverpool will take on Leicester this weekend. Plus, the Dynamo locally are going to wrap up another season. Sadly, it's another season of struggle. You know, we can't sugarcoat this. We can't put lipstick on this. This is the fifth year out of six without playoffs in a league where 14 out of 24 teams make the playoffs. So it's a tough year. It's not the one we wanted, but, you know, the good news is the Dynamo will hopefully go out on a nice note on Sunday. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, the LA Galaxy in town, HoustonDynamo.com for your tickets. The honoring of the legendary U.S. national team player, DeMarcus Beasley, another big piece of Sunday. By the way, Ibrahimovic is still fighting for the Golden Boot Award with Carlos Vela of LAFC. So that is on Sunday. That's on the Cube. But look, this season's nothing but a disappointment. I'm sorry. You don't make the playoffs in MLS. It's a bad season. It's not a good place to be. So I think what fans want now is they want to see less talk about all this other stuff. And what they want right now is they want to find out who's going to be the manager, what type of players are coming in, how things are going to change in the future. And that's where the Dynamo are going to have to communicate that to their fan base. By the way, where is Paul Pogba playing? Is he a 10? Is he a 6? Is he an 8? Manchester United fan, Houston Red Army, if you're out there, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I got Tigres Santos tickets to give out. That'll be down at the beautiful BBVA Stadium. But where should Pogba play? Now, legendary MLS players are playing in their final home matches. We had Nick Raimondo of RSL in the last game the Dynamo played on the road. We had that match on the Cube. Tim Howard of Colorado got a big celebration. DeMarcus Beasley is going to get his big celebration on Sunday. But you know what? There was one guy who's a legendary MLS player for the Seattle Sounders, did not announce it, silently crept away. He basically said, hey, peace out. Hashtag peace out. I'm gone. That's Chad Marshall. Nobody's talking much about that. Not a lot of fanfare. He just basically one day retired. His locker was cleaned. That was it. What a center back he was in MLS, by the way. Raimondo, Howard, Beasley, big names. And great MLS stars along with Chad Marshall of Seattle. But I wanted to make sure Chad Marshall got in there. Decision day in MLS this Sunday. A lot to play for. We got our top three goals tonight. We've got interviews again with Sam Stashkel of The Athletic. Great young writer. He's a guy that's doing writing that does have a bit of an edge to it. That's just not surface stuff or feel-good stuff. We need more healthy pressure type articles. We need stuff that goes deeper, not just the love affair stuff. Brian Dunseth, RSL analyst, Sirius Radio. He'll be on the show tonight. Tom Marshall of ESPN FC. 713-780-3776. Streaming ESPN975.com. You can hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, during the show. Facebook, Soccer Matters. Get over there. Incredible video of Houston Soccer Community Dinner that Brian McClair spoke at, that was put together by Victor Ariza and Jorge Clara. And I can't thank those two men enough. Wonderful stuff there. Soccer Matters on the Horn in Austin. By the way, we have an Austin show, 8 o'clock Central every Thursday, and it comes right after the UT coaches show, Longhorns coaches show football, so it's not bad. I was up there. I saw Craig Way, the voice of the Longhorns. Believe it or not, me and him did some indoor soccer games in Mexico. We did some Dallas Burn. We did Dallas Cup. A lot of great stuff. Craig is a wonderful announcer and a wonderful person. All right, to the phone lines we go. Mark has a comment on Paul Pogba. Mark, please tell me where Paul Pogba should play.
Not at Manchester United, because he does not want to. He does not want to be there. His body language, the way he acts, he doesn't want to be at Manchester United. He wants to be at Real Madrid, PSG, Barcelona. He does not want to play for Manchester United. And the sooner they can move him on, the better. That's my opinion on Paul Pogba. The second point I wanted to make before I hang up is the Premier League's got a little bit predictable this year. Last year, Liverpool, Manchester City are so far ahead of everybody else. What do you think Arsenal, Man U, Chelsea have to do, Tottenham have to do to catch up and be title contenders once again? That's it for me. Thanks, Glenn.
Mark, thank you very much. So, Mark, Mark took it one step further. Yeah, he doesn't want to be there. Neither does Christian Eriksen at Spurs. It's remarkable how powerful players are now when they want to move. Do you really sit here as a Manchester United fan? Hey, you Houston Red Army fans, do we really sit here right now and say that Paul Pogba 5 years from now is going to be the leader of Manchester United? I think I was kind of looking at it more from the tactical standpoint of, do you want him higher up the field? Is he a deep-lying six that joins in and provides an element of surprise? Is he an eight, two-way? You know, what is he? I don't know. How do you compete with Manchester City? And how do you compete with Liverpool? Well, you got to think dollars, right? I mean, it's imploding at Spurs. They got smacked today 7-2 by Bayern Munich. 4 goals in that game. And 4 of those goals come from Serge Gnabry. But, you know, you got a whole bunch of people that don't want to be there. I don't know if some of those players should have been sold off sporadically. So this team that got to the Champions League final last year is in real trouble. Yes, I know they had a recent match, and there might have been some fatigue here. Pochettino, does he really want to be there? Daniel Levy has a big piece in all of this. the one thing I will say is I think, and somebody once told me this, every year you got to make a significant signing for a lot of reasons. For your fan base, to stir up the training pitch and what goes on there and in the locker room. But you have to get ahead of it. I think even in MLS, based on MLS rules, we see teams that are very reactive. No, the best teams and the best managers and the best general managers are out front of things. They're visionary. They can see a step ahead. They know the exact time when to move a player on that might even have been a legendary player. So I think it's going to take incredible investment. I think Spurs, you know, had a real focus on their stadium, and it is business now. What would be the other factors that would help you compete with City and Liverpool? It would be a manager. It would be an inspirational leader. It would be, you know, getting it right with specific young talent. I mean, there's a whole bunch of other ways you can skin the cat, but it's not very easy. You do have to have resources. And by the way, Manchester City every year is buying players. Now, you can say, number one, that's just because, oh, you know, they have the resources. How can't they win? Well, there may be some truth to that, sure. But they're also thinking of it from a competitive standpoint, and they're saying, we need fresh players coming in because fresh players move the needle of competition. They move the needle of depth on a roster and with the team. So lots of dynamics here, but I think Mark hit the nail on the head. We got a two-horse race in the Premier League. We got a two-horse race, and then there's all the also-rans. Right now, Leicester City is number three, by the way. They're taking on number one Liverpool. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. We can talk about the Dynamo at RSL. I thought, again, the inability to play 90 minutes on the road. The numbers are staggering how poor the Dynamo have been on the road over the years. We can't hide from this stuff. It is the truth. Only two road wins this year. The ability to play 90 minutes on the road over the years has been a major league struggle. I even jotted down the numbers just so we know here what's going on. 2000, and I'm going to take this all the way back to 2014. Dynamo had three road wins. 2015, two road wins. 2016, two road wins. 2017, when they got to the Western Conference Final, one road win. Remember how good they were at home, though? How fun they were? That was Wilmer Cabrera's best year. They were a little chaotic, but fun. 2018, two road wins. 2019, two road wins. That's systemic. That is a problem either with the mentality of players, with the lack of leadership of coaches. That is systemic. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Bill, what do you have, Bill?
How you doing, Glenn? I was listening and heard that comment by Mark about Paul Pogba and Manchester United, and you know, it just kind of struck me that he's exactly right. You know, it seemed that before he came to Manchester United, he was the same player at his Italian team, but he had a lot of better players around him that helped him rise up. And my hope is that when he came to Manchester United, which I support, he was going to be this big player that would take that next step and lead the other players. And, you know, unfortunately, that's not happening. But I really called, about the Dynamo, Glenn. I agree with what you kind of opened up there. I'd like to see what the plan is and, you know, who's going to lead this group and how are we going to compete with the better teams at the top or the upper echelon of the MLS. And, you know, I'm a longtime season ticket holder. And, you know, if you are one out there, I mean, you know the Dynamo have contacted you several times to renew your season tickets. And I'm just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen and where we're going to go. Because right now it doesn't seem we are able to compete at the highest level.
Well, two things. Just on Pogba, he's a lame duck leader. You know, I don't even feel like he's going to be there. You know, it's just kind of he's there. But he has an opportunity to be the man at Manchester United. I don't think that's going to happen. So I agree with you there 100%.
Well, you know, I wish he cared as much about his play and his leadership as he does about his image.
Yeah, but he's not the only one in that category. It's a world full of image first. Sometimes I wonder if athletes are, and I mean incredibly talented athletes, are more concerned about celebrity than they are actually being the best footballer they could be or the best NBA player. And those guys stick out to me because there are some of those that are bypassing the celebrity stuff, that are 24/7 working on how to be the best. And those are the ones that rise. And the other ones that, are focused a little bit more on celebrity, they may not end up in the upper echelon of the greatest when they have the opportunity to do that. I don't think there's any question. As for the Dynamo, look, this is a very educated soccer market down here, and people are ready. They want it to turn around. You get a lot of references back to 2006 and 7 when the good times were rolling. The league was very different. Two titles in a row. Great bunch of guys on those teams that would get out in the community on a regular basis. And we've lost identity, and I think we've lost we've missed out on a couple of real golden rules that we never should have lost. And leadership has been a bit of a problem in the past. So, you know, we're all hoping it's going to get better. We're all behind it. We want it to get better. Time will tell. Bill, thank you for the phone call. Let's go to Rafael. Rafael, what's happening?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Rafael. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. I was just mentioning that I'm surprised to hear a radio show about soccer here in Texas.
Don't be surprised, buddy. I've been around since 2002. Welcome to the Soccer Matters family, my friend.
Cool. I'm going to look you up your podcast and start following your podcast.
Soccer Matters on iTunes, podcastarena.com. Get over to Facebook, Soccer Matters. Join the fun, Rafael. We need good soccer people like you.
All right. Hey, thank you. My question is, not really a question, just kind of like a topic would be Pulisic.
Yep.
Pulisic is at Chelsea, and Chelsea's well known for its its history and championships and winning championships and having a good squad. I know that a lot of people in the U.S. who are following his career, but don't really understand the whole soccer world, especially in the Premier League, how it really works. It's a totally different sport compared, especially when you compare it to traditional American sports like football. But a lot of people are overreacting to his status right now at Chelsea. I know his price tag was huge, but he's super young still, and I think most everybody is overreacting to his lack of playing time right now. And I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, panic in the United States over Christian Pulisic. I think there's two ways of looking at it. Number one, you have to remember this is a step up in pressure from the Bundesliga. There's guys like Pedro that sometimes aren't getting starts, okay? There's tremendous competition here. Nobody's giving up on Christian Pulisic. He's a wonderful soccer talent. I think we know that. But I think he's running into challenges he may not have had before. By the way, the manager that wanted to bring him there was Maurizio Sarri, who is not there anymore. Okay, so
exactly.
He's got to prove himself to Frank Lampard. He's got to prove himself to Chelsea fans. He's got to prove himself to everybody. I think it's a balance between tough love and we can be critical on a Christian Pulisic because he has had opportunities and has not produced. And I think we also have to say, hey, give a younger player a little bit of time. Sometimes we're a little bit soft on our players that are in Europe. And then on the other hand, we do have to recognize that people do have to have an opportunity to grow. The problem is if you're not playing well in the Premier League, you don't get 3, 4, and 5 chances. Right? You don't get 3, 4, and 5 chances. You get a game, you have to produce in order to stay in the starting lineup. In the Bundesliga, it's different. It's based on younger players, and I think over there you're allowed a little bit of rope, as Jurgen Klinsmann mentioned in a recent article interview with Hercules Gomez, that you are allowed to make mistakes in the Bundesliga, and you are allowed to make youthful mistakes. Premier League, not so much. Rafael, welcome to the family. Thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Thanks.
All right, so Rafael's there. How did he not know, Rafael, that there's a show on? Come on. Soccer Matters. We're nationwide. We're like a ZZ Top. We're bad. We're nationwide. Anybody under 45 years of age will not have gotten that joke. Although ZZ Top's playing, I think, a benefit for the military. Which, by the way, you don't have to believe in war. Nobody likes war. My father's a World War II veteran. He didn't like war. But you do have to honor the people that make that commitment. No question. All right, we're going to take a break here. Boca Juniors, River Plate, they're underway. More to come. I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk some. Who should be the manager for the Houston Dynamo? Who do you want? Davey Arno, interim manager? He's been an assistant. What about Diego Alonso from Monterrey, Rayados? What about Antonio Mohamed? What about Tab Ramos? Tab Ramos is linked with every single MLS job that comes, the under-20 coach. What about Jason Kreis? Who would you pick for the next Dynamo manager? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
Hey guys, Barry Laminek. My go-to downtown spot before and after games is the Courtyard by Marriott Downtown. It's the perfect place to go to grab a bite and drink before the game, and the bistro inside the hotel has amazing happy hour specials and scrumdiddlyumptious bites. I think you're going to like them. Conveniently located downtown, it is steps away from sporting events, and it is the perfect place for a staycation. Take the wife down there. Spend the night. That way you don't have to make that drive home after the game. Book your room at Marriott.com, H-O-U-D-T, your staycation awaits.
Here's a fact. Coors Light is the world's most refreshing beer. I'm John Granato. I know the facts. Here's another fact. When you see blue mountains on our Coors Light can, that means your beer is as cold as the Rockies and ready to drink, which means you get to experience the world's most refreshing beer, just like me, John Granato. More facts. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged at the peak of freshness. So this is me, John Granato, telling you, enjoy the world's most refreshing beer, Coors Light. And that's a fact.
I've been thinking lately. Life is good. My husband has a great job, and so do I. The kids are on track for college. I love our house. But what if something happens to one of us? The kids' college tuition would go away. The house would go away. Everything we've worked for just goes away. How would we pick up the pieces? We don't have life insurance. Can we even afford it? We can't just go on ignoring it.
Protect your family's future with help from Ethos Life Insurance. Ethos is life insurance built with you in mind. Straightforward, super fast, and affordable. The online application takes just minutes. There are no commissioned agents, and you'll get an instant estimate based on options that are right for you and your family. Ethos is the hassle-free way to get covered. It only takes a few minutes, so don't put it off. Ethos is dedicated to finding you the right coverage fast.
Thank goodness we did something about it. Who knows what happens tomorrow? Now I know we're covered, and I'm so relieved.
Go to ethoslife.com for a free instant estimate now. That's ethoslife.com. Ethoslife.com.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey folks, David Gow here again to talk about Texas Citizens Bank. Here's the deal. Texas Citizens Bank understands the needs of small businesses. If you need to finance a new building, buy new equipment, or get a line of credit, you've got to go to Texas Citizens Bank. And just like Gow Media, Texas Citizens Bank is a locally owned and locally managed bank. They know how Houstonians do business. They're really good bankers, and they're good people too. You will love what they can do for your company. To learn more, go to TexasCitizensBank.com today.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, low testosterone happens to one in every three men age 40 and over. And if you are one of these guys who thinks maybe it's me, I'm fatigued all the time, my workouts aren't mattering as much, I don't metabolize as quickly, maybe libido has dropped for you, Men's T Clinic could be the solution for you. Get tested, find out where your testosterone levels are, and let Men's T Clinic work for you. They'll help you live your best life by getting you back to being the real you. Brand new location, now open in spring at Grand Parkway in Kirkendall. Make sure you go to the website, mensteaclinic.com.
Youthfulness, vigor, self-confidence, virility.
Guys, these can be yours again with hair restoration. Visit 975hair.com and get your hair back. It's easy with minimal discomfort, no linear scar, and you're back to your routine the next day. The best part, it looks natural because it's your hair and not a hair plug. Dr. Linville extracts individual follicles from the back of your head and transplants them to where you're thinning. He can even redraw your hairline. I did it, and trust me, my lady is very excited. 975hair.com, now offering discounted consults for ESPN listeners.
It's not just football season, fellas. It's engagement season. Luckily, Robin's brother
Brothers, the engagement ring store, has your back. When you're ready for the play-by-play on finding the ring, they're here to help. Ask your personal engagement ring concierge at robbinsbrothers.com or the two Houston locations.
Shopping for a new energy provider? Triangle Energy keeps it simple. The rate you see is the rate you'll pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Triangle consistently offers competitive, fair, and simple rates. TriangleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT number 10064.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we welcome you back here. A show presented by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. They are bilingual. Nobody wants to get in an accident, but if you get in a car, boat, motorcycle, you might work down in one of the plants, you might drive an 18-wheeler, go with John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm because they love the game of soccer. They support this show. We are not on the radio without our sponsors. So all of our great sponsors, The Cube, the Houston Dynamo, Daspit Law Firm, Advantage BMW, Kings Court, Hugh O'Connor's. I mentioned Cube 57, right? These are the people that get us on the air. So I urge you to support them. All right. I do want to make quick mention here. That was the Raconteurs. That's Jack White from the White Stripes. But also, we went to break with Flaming Hot Cheeto. That's Gio Ciamba. That's a local group. Coffee Leaf and Gio, I've become friends with. These guys are passionate. I love these guys. So Gio Ciamba, thank you for that Flaming Hot Cheeto. That was pretty awesome. I know you're playing tonight somewhere. It's Tuesday, so have a great show tonight. All right, let's go top three goals of the week. We're going to start with a lot of Champions League stuff here. Let's go to number three, Bayern Munich, Robert Lewandowski, to put them in the lead 2-1 against Spurs.
The top three goals of the weekend.
Challenge there was a little clumsy from Aurier. Might still come for Lewandowski! That's what he's been doing all season. He is such a marksman. Something out of nothing.
You know, the Dynamo's Kiki Struna played against him in Euro qualifying, and Slovenia beat Poland, and he did have to do some marking of Robert Lewandowski. Number two, let's go to Bruges' Emmanuel Bonaventure to put them up.
Modric running into trouble, and here comes Bonaventure again. Alarm bell's ringing here. Sensational scoreline in Madrid. Real Madrid 0, Club Brugge 2.
Oh, they were smacking Real Madrid on the counterattack. You never saw Sergio Ramos have to turn and chase back to his goal so much in this one, although he did score a goal to help Real Madrid get a 2-2 draw, but it was 2-0 Bruges at halftime. Bonaventure with both the goals. But number one, we're going to go to Bayern Munich. They absolutely wreck, destroy, beat the you-know-what out of Tottenham Hotspur, Serge Gnabry, with the hat trick. This is goal number three. He would get four on the day.
This could get worse, yeah. Here's Gnabry. Scored again. Extraordinary. Seven goals for Bayern Munich. Gnabry's fourth of the night.
Okay, I will correct myself. That was his fourth of the night. What a night for Gnabry. All right, 713-780-3776. We'll talk anything Champions League you like. I would love to hear from a Real Madrid supporter. Pochettino is going to get some blame. 7-2 loss. Gnabry is going to be a big piece of the discussion now. Zinedine Zidane said Madrid's goals conceded are laughable. So there you go. Coaches for the Houston Dynamo. I threw a few names out. Davy Arno, the interim coach right now, could get the job. General manager, Matt Jordan. And there are some positives with Davy, a lot of them. And we saw some of them for portions of the last game. We'll talk about that. Diego Alonso, Rayados, in Monterrey. You would have that Monterrey connection right there with that man. That man would put some people in the seats. Do you want a coach now that also can lift the bar when it comes to exposure, relevancy. I know Efrain Flores, who used to be the coach at Chivas, the Mexican national team, great guy at Atlas as well, is setting up their youth program that produced players like Rafa Marquez and all kinds of players, Guardado, you name it, they came out of there. He was presented to the Houston Dynamo years ago. They had a shot at getting him. He wanted to come to the United States, if you remember Efrain Flores. Antonio Mohamed, another one. Jason Kreis, could he be on that list? What about Tab Ramos, who pretty much is in every mix of a coach when MLS teams come up? Now, Ramos would be an under-20 coach making the jump to a daily training session with professionals. There will be a jump there. A lot of good qualities there. Depends on what kind of manager you want. Do you want one that's going to grow with the team? Do you want one that's going to make instant impact? You tell me. 713-780-3776. Go to the phone lines. And Christian, what do you have, Christian?
Good evening, Glenn Davis.
Hello, how Christian. Very good, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
And nothing much, just a couple of things. One from last week. But when it came down to, you know, when it came down to my second question that I asked, you didn't really ask, I mean, you didn't really answer it, so.
Ask it again.
When it came down to, you know, the Houston Dynamo, and of course they end their season this weekend, albeit they're going to be shown on the Cube, and not that many people are going to be watching it live because they're going to be focusing on that other football, but still, when it comes to the Dynamo, and this also pertains to the Dash too, do you think that even if there is potentially a new coach, especially for the Dynamo, which of course you were just mentioning, talking about Davey Arnold not being there for the long run, do you think that the Dynamo will need to do a lot more, and the Dash specifically will need to do a lot more just to get people invested in them?
Oh, make no mistake. This is the fix isn't just a soccer coach. I mean, no question. That there's a lot of on and off the field things that need to happen. The fan base wants the Dynamo to address these things and speak about these things and be transparent about these things. So I think that'll happen from the Dynamo organization. But no question. Just a coach or just a DP, there's a lot of areas. I mean, how do we engage our Hispanic community? How do we get them more involved in this team? There was a number of years where I believe the front office really didn't even go after that group because they just felt that, oh, they're just Liga MX fans. They can never be approached. That's nonsense. That's talk from people that don't know the sport. I think there's a lot of areas that certainly have to be improved. The marketability. I mean, I want to get Fred Fowler talking about the Houston Dynamo more on the Blitz. But how do we do that? You got to become relevant. The way to become relevant is to put people in the seats. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's price point of ticketing. There's a lot of things, but we all are sitting on the outside, and it's easy for us, right? But the bottom line is there's a lot of good ideas here on the outside. I wish there were more local Houstonians involved with this team that have deeper soccer backgrounds. I think those people are out there, and they need to be cultivated, they need to be nurtured, and they need to be brought to the table.
Well, to be quite honest, Mr. Davis, I wouldn't mind if there's one day, you know, a chance that all Houston sports media, not just radio but television as well, get the chance to talk about the Dynamo or talk about the Dash and how successful they are. But hopefully they can make progress, both of them.
Yep, that's where we're at.
Now, as far as the Major League Soccer playoffs, the MLS Cup playoffs are concerned, real quick, out of the remaining teams that are vying for the MLS Cup title, aside from Atlanta United FC, the reigning champ, who do you think will have the best chance at, you know, contending for that title?
Winning the overall title?
Yeah.
Well, listen, one thing I'm going to tell you real quick before I get to Arnaldo, who's waiting patiently, is look, it's single elimination, these playoffs. Anybody can win this thing. Everybody's going to point to LAFC right now because of the attacking qualities. I will tell you, though, they are suspect on the counterattack. So There are a lot of interesting things here. Is Atlanta going to get Yosef Martinez back healthy? Single elimination, one game playoffs, anything can happen. And that's exactly how MLS wants it. Christian, thank you for the phone call. Let's go to Arnaldo now. Arnaldo, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir. What do you got?
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about the point you made about the marketing aspect as far as getting the Hispanic community to the games. I coached soccer at the high school level for about 3 years. And one of the things that I always was super shocked at, you know, there's a lot of not only the Mexican kids following the Liga MX, but there's a lot of Central American and obviously some South American students that maybe they don't have a team to follow based on the broadcasting capabilities to have those type of leagues here in the United States. So the thing that they resort to is the Mexican league. So I wanted to see what your thoughts on expanding on that topic is. How can we get these kids that are playing and they might not be able to follow their teams based on their heritage from where they might be from, but they could possibly follow and get involved with the Houston Dynamo?
Yeah, I think two things. You got to get more foot soldiers out in the community. You got to be more present. You got to get people that are experts on those cultures to be the ones that are out there connecting with them. And then I also think you got to have a price point that is cheaper so that these loyal soccer fans can come to games. They're people that will turn out consistently, and you'll have a fuller stadium, which will lead to more coverage of the team. Because, look, you can't sit here and say, well, we sold all the tickets, but people just don't come to the games. You're not going to get coverage that way. If you fill the building, if you get people in those seats, you will demand coverage, and that's what you have to do. So demanding coverage, and then also creating relationships with all the media partners here in Houston. We have to get better at that. I don't think there's any question. But one thing is for sure. We have to have thicker skin. We can't be so sensitive. And we have to talk Reelsville. We have to talk in reality now. Because it's down. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend it isn't. And I want it to be bigger. This is my town as well. I came in here in 84 to play professional soccer in front of a couple thousand people in high school stadiums. And to see where the game has come now is remarkable, Arnaldo. But I like your conversation there. There's a lot more we could talk about when it comes to reaching out and getting to those people. That's going to be the challenge for the Houston Dynamo. But there are people here who that want to help and can help them. Thank you, Arnaldo. Appreciate the phone call.
Thank you. Have a great one.
That's good stuff from Arnaldo. Those are the kind of calls we want here. Those are passionate calls. Those are people that are helping us learn stuff. Oh, look at this. Andrew Carlson. By the way, I picked the music list. Don't ever try to slip any songs in. I'm a music guy. It's Beasties. No Sleep Till Brooklyn. I didn't make it back to New Jersey once. You used to have to get the 12 o'clock train. If you didn't, you slept in Hoboken on a bench. I did that. All right, the seventh caller right now, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Seventh caller, you got a pair of tickets to Tigres and Santos. Saturday, October 12th, seventh caller, 713-780-3776. We continue to roll on here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, Glenn Davis here of Soccer Matters for my friends at Advantage BMW Midtown. Now, I've driven a BMW for years. In fact, I've leased and bought from Advantage numerous times. I love the drive of a BMW. It's like no other. I drive a 5 Series, absolutely love it. After all, it is the ultimate driving machine. The other thing I love at Advantage BMW is the customer service. It is second to none. Advantage BMW has you covered. Sales, service, and finance. Get that hometown advantage. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Proud sponsors of Soccer Matters.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? Of course not. Yet 49% of you keep driving to an unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take their free career evaluation, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
Welcome back to Amazon Prime One-Day Delivery Trivia. Now to the next question. Susan and Tom just ordered a party-sized bag of candy, a piñata, and a karaoke machine for their kid's 8th birthday party, all using Amazon Prime One-Day Delivery. Assuming there are 10 rambunctious kids at the party, what else will she need to order in one day? Adam.
Aspirin?
Correct. Introducing One-Day Delivery from Amazon Prime. Order from millions of items. Tranquility delivered.
I dropped my glass of Pinot.
Oops, steam can clean that.
There's dog poop on the carpet.
Oops, steam can clean that.
I talked about my boss and I hit reply all.
Oh, oops, steam can't help you with that one. You can trust their trained and background screen professionals, though. Oops, steam uses 250-degree steam to permanently kill the germs and bacteria and removes any stain. Visit oopsteam.com to fix your oops. That's oopsteam.com.
Poker players, you need a poker room, but not just any poker room. You need Lions Poker Palace. They offer the best deal in the city at $10 per hour, a Vegas-style atmosphere with top-shelf accommodations and seating, complimentary valet, and self-parking with security inside and out. Lions offers tournaments 7 days a week, and you won't go hungry with a full late-night kitchen. Enjoy plenty of tables and an abundance of TVs to view all things sports. Follow Lions Poker Palace on Facebook for tournaments and events. You'll find Lions at 6134 Richmond Avenue. Lions Poker Palace, not just any poker room.
Love your home but hate your stairs? Thought of selling? Stop. A residential elevator or a stair chair gives back your full home freedom. Marshall Stevenson Elevator has provided that joy for decades to thousands in Houston and all over Southeast Texas. An easily installed, quiet, Inclinator Company of America elevator or safe U.S. manufactured stair chair allows reloving and reliving in your whole home again. Visit Marshall Stevenson Elevator at 11050 West Little York or online at mselev.com. mselev.com.
Is there something missing in your driveway? Well, if you have kids and no Pro Dunk Hoops basketball goal, then yes, there's something missing in your driveway. Pro Dunk Hoops has four basketball goal designs to choose from, including their newest model, the Bear. The Bear is a heavy-duty, fully portable goal, perfect for those picky HOAs. Get your goal with professional installation at ProDunkHoops.com. Then nothing will be missing from your driveway, and it's exactly where your kids will be. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
Hay tres adentro del área, bicicleta y Barwin atrás. Solo está Paul Aguilar que le va a pegar directo a puerta. Paul se adelantó, juega hacia adelante. Córdoba de derecha. ¡Gol!
Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Hey, the place to be when it comes to watching games and pre-games for Dynamo and Houston Dash, it's Kings Court in Edo. 903 Hutchins, shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. Kings Court, 13 monitors for all your soccer watching desires. They cover leagues from around the world. They've also got tremendous British and Indian pub-style cuisine. It's KingsCourtHoustonTX.com. Go in and say hello to Jay. And then we got Hugh O'Connor's also, 7620 Katy Freeway, Marquee Entertainment Center, 18 TVs, big screen. It is the home of Houston Liverpool Supporters Group. One of the great friends of this show, incredibly talented writer and soccer man, he is Tom Marshall. He joins us now. Tom, thank you so much for coming on the show, as always.
No problem, Ben. Yeah, just been with Tata Martino at the Mexican Federation for a press conference. So, keeping busy down here in Mexico City.
Well, let's start off with that then. Since you've been fresh with Tata, what came out of that press conference?
I mean, you know, there's some talk about dual nationals. I asked him about dual nationals and whether there's any kind of temptation to, you know, to call up players to captain him. I mean, you know, as a head coach, there must be some kind of temptation, you know, to make sure the player is going to be within the squad for 2022 or 2026. But he was very much like, we're watching all the dual nationals, and you know, if they're open to us and they want to be called up, then we'll 100% consider them. And he said, LA Galaxy's Efrain Alvarez, he's 100% convinced that Efrain Alvarez wants to be a Mexican national team player, and he's not concerned at all about his kind of jumping ship any point to the United States. So, yeah, there was that. You know, and I think Tata's pretty happy that, you know, he's got players in camp right now. Mexico going to play tomorrow against Trinidad and Tobago in Toluca, a kind of friendly game with Liga MX-based players. So, I don't know, I think Tata Martino's really happy that he's getting his way, that the clubs are allowing him these few days to work with players, to work with the younger players and develop them. And I think not many national teams give you that opportunity. That's one of the reasons why he left Argentina, and I think that's one of the reasons that he's quite happy right now with Mexico.
Talking to Tom Marshall, ESPN FC. That's interesting, all this conversation about the dual nationals, because former U.S. international Hugo Sanchez was once the under-15 U.S. national team coach, worked with U.S. soccer. Now he's officially going to be a scout for Mexico in the United States, seeking out dual nationals. How do you feel about all this?
Yeah, I mean, it's a competition, you know, and I think that, you know, the Mexican Federation has got every right to do everything it can to go up to the United States and go and talk to dual nationals. I mean, arguably, Glenn, they could do more. You know, I mean, last week in Ontario, California, the Mexican national team, the federation, put together a squad of 18 Mexican-American dual national players from born in 2004 and had them training together. And, you know, you can imagine that. Imagine they did that in Houston. You know, the Mexican national team said, right, we're having trials now for anybody who has got any Mexican heritage. Come down, we're going to have a camp, or we're just going to bring together, you know, 18 players or 20 players, and we're going to have 3-4 days working with you guys and just make sure we know you know us, just for the future. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, but it seems like the Mexican Federation right now is just very, very aware of the talent in the United States and you know, not just making sure they're aware of it, but going after it and turning up to kids' houses and making sure the kids and the families know that the Mexican national team is interested in them.
This is fascinating stuff you're talking about here, because you are 100% correct. If you did that in Houston and in New York minute, you would have all kinds of dual nationality players coming out for something like that if Mexico organized it. So I guess what I think is going to happen here, this is going to force a reaction from U.S. soccer, who have often been criticized for not having enough Hispanic involvement and clearly Mexican-American involvement in coaching ranks, in the managerial side of things. So this is really going to push the envelope to a degree, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, yes, U.S. has to react. I think sometimes, you know, when it gets played out in the press, there's, you know, too much is said. In terms of, I think it's a bit exaggerated. Obviously, you know, U.S. soccer can do a lot more. But for example, you know, a few weeks ago I spoke to Efrain Alvarez, and he told me straight that, you know, he sat down, him and his father have sat down with Greg Berhalter. You know, and maybe that hadn't gone out in the press before I put the story out. But, you know, the U.S. are trying as well, just sometimes it's not as vocal. And you know, Berhalter, from what Efrain was telling me, was selling it hard. He was saying, you know, what it could be like in 2020, got Pulisic there in this position, you know, well, maybe you could fit in, you know what I mean? So I think the US are doing stuff, but obviously it's a cultural thing as well. And I think that Hugo Perez, the scout, I mean, you know, I don't know him personally, but from what I've heard, it's a cultural thing where if you're a Hispanic person, Spanish-speaking, and you go into, you know, Efrain Alvarez's house, and you can talk to the parents and explain to them in their own language about how they see the development, I do think that is a factor, you know?
Oh, understanding the culture is 100% a part of it. And I think there are MLS teams, and there's a lot of levels of our sport that certainly don't understand the culture. And there are people out there that can do those jobs that deserve opportunity. I want to take you to Monterrey now, because we have so many Monterrey fans here in Houston. We have Tigres fans here. We got Tigres and Santos coming up. Diego Alonso gets replaced after the Tigres win over Rayados. Take me into that a little bit. Where do you think he could potentially, number one, where could he end up? But most importantly, who may get the Monterrey job?
Yes, I mean, Diego Alonso, basically the bottom line is he's got a very, very talented squad, and it's 100% underperformed this season. He's not been able to find that balance. You know, he's come under a lot of criticism. I think it's worth also pointing out that, you know, it's only last May that he won the CONCACAF Champions League against Tigres, you know, in Monterrey Stadium. So it's not like everything he did was terrible either, which I think in some sections of the media, that's how it's been portrayed. But yeah, I mean, we can see Tigres 2-0 at home over the weekend. It's not good. And Monterrey, there's no way they should be outside the playoff spot. So, but I still think Diego Alonso is a, you know, he's quite a young coach. I think he's a talented coach. He's especially good working with young players. And I think there'll be doors opening for him in, you know, in Mexico, if he wants to stay in Mexico, in South America, in MLS, and even in Spain. I can see him, you know, I don't think that the fact that he's leaving Monterrey is going to knock him down on his career. I mean, I think he's still got a bright future. As for who could come in, I mean, some of the names being bandied around, probably the biggest one, Matias Almeida from San Jose Earthquakes, Ariel Holan, Argentine, quite progressive, Antonio Mohamed. Yeah, I think I'd say those are even Hugo Sanchez. I don't know. I think the interesting one's Almeida. I personally don't think it'll happen, because I think his Monterrey will have to pay a lot of money to come and get him. And I think Almeida is reasonably happy with the Earthquakes. And I think they learned a lot this season in MLS that for next season is going to be absolutely vital. So I think he's still got that kind of, he wants to prove himself in MLS, especially if he doesn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, he's got one game to go. He's at Portland. They got to win that game. What else from Matias Almeida have you kind of learned about his first year in Major League Soccer and kind of what maybe he's going to learn?
I mean, Almeida, it's interesting because it's so, I don't know, his kind of mindset is so different than, you know, the average coach and the average MLS coach. I mean, you know, he told me the other day that whatever happens on Sunday, whatever, if they don't make the playoffs, it's still been a very successful season. And obviously, from a results point of view, it's not, you know, because the aim was to get to the playoffs, and it's quite simple. If you don't make the playoffs, then it's a failure. But he talks about, you know, style of play, implementing a style on a team, you know, the 80, 85% of the squad that had that such a disastrous 2018 and now competing in every single game. But yeah, I think reading between the lines, what Almeida wants is a few players. I think he wants the club to go out, buy a few quality players to boost him for next year, so that they're not on the playoff line, but are kind of further up the table and they're kind of, I don't know, getting into the playoffs with a couple of rounds of games to spare. So, but yeah, I think it's been fascinating. Just the style of play as well, Glenn. It's like, we're not seeing it much in MLS. And it's, you know, it's bold, it's aggressive, and, you know, even though things haven't gone amazing, I think if you ask an Earthquakes fan, you know, it's been a roller coaster, it's been emotional, there's not been boring games. And I think that, I don't know, maybe I'm a bit of a romantic, but, you know, for me, that counts as well, you know?
No, it does for sure. And you count. That's one thing we do know, Tom. You deliver every single time you're on the show. We thank you so much, as always, for coming on. We're going to keep an eye on Matias Almeida and San Jose at Portland this weekend. We'll keep an eye on Diego Alonso and so much more that's going on with dual nationals here in the United States when it comes to the Mexican national team and the U.S. national team. Thank you, as always, for your time.
Thanks a lot, Glenn. Much appreciated.
All right, that's the one and only Tom Marshall, ESPN FC. That's where you go for all his great articles, and he's got a bunch of them up over there, so get over there and read them. He's at Mexico World Cup. Hey, not only is Triangle Energy bringing the energy on Houston Dynamo game days, or giving Houstonians the power to win free electricity for an entire year. Now, if you want to learn more, text POWER to 77177, sign up for any Power to Win electricity plan, and you're going to receive 2 Dynamo game tickets, 2 t-shirts, and then you're going to be automatically enrolled to enter to win free electricity for a year. One more Dynamo home game. And at each home game, the Dynamo in Tri-Eagle Energy will draw a lucky fan or customer to win a free year of electricity if they win. So they got to beat the Galaxy on this Sunday. Dynamo are on a winning streak. Well, they're going to be on a winning streak if they beat the Galaxy. Again, you can also enter to win by texting POWER to 77177. Visit TriEagleEnergy.com to learn more. P-U-C-T, hashtag 10064. We'll take a break. We've got more to come. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. What a day in the Champions League.